National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. We are in the studio live this week. We actually didn't anticipate being in the studio live, so a little bit of scramble here to get the studio ready for today's show. But this is a topic that is actually in response to a number of questions that I've received over the last handful of weeks. I just came off of teaching the 5-day Innovation Bootcamp course in Boulder, Colorado. We had 14 students in that course. We limited to 16, you know, between 12 and 16, depending on who attends and the organizations involved. So this week we had 14. It's a 5-day course. We go from 7 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. for actually 4 days when you really count the Monday, Friday thing. And actually the course came off great, but there is this common question from students that attend the boot camp. Now the attendees at these courses tend to be people who are wanting to be or who currently are innovation leaders within their organization. In some cases it might be senior executives who are thinking about bringing innovation into an organization, or it could be a chief innovation officer, or it could be individuals who are kind of trying to put together an innovation team. And this question that we get is really around pacing and timing of innovation. Now, let's face it. I don't know about you, but I think I am addicted to innovation. You know, maybe there needs to be a 12-step program for me. But the fact is that I love new stuff, whether it's, you know, new books and meeting new authors, you know, new technologies that I've got crammed into the studio here and drives the team crazy, you know, just always wondering what's going to be that next great thing that is going to come out and be the big success, be the big win. And so the challenge is what's the right pacing for that. You know, everything from, I'll try everything once. I've got boxes of gear that either, you know, I purchased or was given to me or previous roles, you know, products that I worked on. I've got literally, you know, hundreds of apps on my mobile phones and my tablet devices that I try once and throw away, but I still have this desire for these innovations. And companies feel it. I want them. How fast can I get them? Companies feel that pressure to create new products and get out there. Consumers are pulling companies to do more. You know, sometimes you refer to as kind of, it's kind of our version in the innovation game of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. But in reality, it's about keeping up with the pace of the Joneses, because it's not a one-time thing. You don't buy one. If you're an innovator, you're going to put out one thing, and then right behind it, you got to put out another new thing, and then right behind that, you got to put out a third thing. It's this kind of, with this fear of missing out. If I pause, if I don't operate at a pace that I think I need to be operating at, then I get caught up in this whole challenge of keeping up. How fast do I need to be introducing new products? When should the next version of that product come out? When should the next release of a product come out? And the challenge, or the real question I have, is what are you to do as an innovator? In software, we have things like agile software development, right? So you're constantly, every 2 to 4 weeks, you're coming out with new feature sets. And there's companies out there that literally release those out. There's one company that I have their product here in my house in Colorado, and it's literally a minor release every week, a medium-sized release every month or so, and then a major release every quarter. And so they're heavily into what they call this DevOps approach, where any code written today is compiled, tested overnight, bug reports come back, and they're on this unbelievable kind of, almost like a treadmill of keeping new features coming out. And for some companies, they view that as their competitive advantage. Can they, once they get, you know, a product out there, how fast can they refresh it and how fast can they keep it going? The challenge for real innovation leaders, though, is innovation is hard. In many cases, it's highly unpredictable, depending on, you know, whether you're into new products, new services, you know, new kind of restaurant, you name it, new kind of massage parlor, whatever. Even when you're thinking about, oh, I've got this really great idea, you're an entrepreneur, you're sitting at home and you think you got this idea, then go try to execute it, because you're executing that while you're trying to keep the lights on, while you've got the current business going on and on. And that becomes one of those big challenges, is trying to do something innovative continuously. Because once you got that product out there, you're innovating the feature sets. But what's the next big innovation? What's that big change that's happening? And how do you time those? And how do you make those all work together? How do you satisfy that pull demand from the customer base? We've seen it, you know, with customers who kind of get used to a certain pacing of innovations from any given company. And when that company misses the expectation, when the consumer, customer, business is buying from that company, has an expectation that that company is going to put out a new thing at a certain pacing, if that company misses it, even though they don't say that that's going to be on that kind of a timeline, but historically, maybe they do a major product every year or 18 months. Consumers then wait the next 18 months and say, where is it? I want it. Give it to me. And so companies are getting pulled by consumers. And in the last year, we've actually seen share prices take a hit. Because, not because the company did anything wrong, not because the company signaled they were going to ship on a certain timeline and missed it. The consumer just had this expectation, and there was this disappointment that the company did not meet the customer's expectation. Hey, you should have had that product out 18 months later. Where is it? You're late. You're not innovative enough. You're slowing down. Blah, 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 blah. And so companies are feeling this pressure, just constant pulling. Consumers get all wrapped up in just this desire for the new, slick, shiny, you know, whatever it is. And in some cases, how do you organize, how do you manage those two things that happen, in some cases, irrespective of each other, right? And the challenge, if you've been in the innovation game any length of time, you know this. It is hard to kind of get innovation going on a clock. True innovation. I'm not talking about feature enhancements and et cetera. But if you truly are going to continuously deliver high impact innovations into your marketplace, to your customers, to whatever, how do you do that with some kind of, you know, semblance of being on time and meeting the expectation for your customers? And that becomes that's really the conversation for today. And the conversation for today is around, how do you deal with this pull from consumers, your desire to deliver great innovation, and how do you make those work together? How do you satisfy the demand without oversaturating the market? How do you satisfy that demand without missing expectations? How do you execute and deliver great, highly innovative, high value kinds of innovations? And let me, like I said before, this is hard. This is really hard. And you look, I've been doing this for 30 years, delivering innovations, new products, new services in a variety of industries, everything from biometric security for three-letter agencies in the U.S. government to consumer products that are you're using today, most likely in a house with you, if you print or use a brand name laptop. And I even struggled trying to work out how to make this happen. It took me 30 years to figure out how to make it happen. Not perfectly, it's never going to be perfect, but how to do this such that you can keep that innovation funnel going and drive impact. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to give you an inside look on how I manage the flow of innovations to deliver high impact innovations that impact ultimately, hopefully, people like you who use the products and services that I create. So don't go anywhere. You're going to stay right where you're at. When you come back, the rest of this show, you're going to get that inside look in how to manage your delivery of innovations to have that impact. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop back into this segment of the show, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, Zoom. Zoom has been a sponsor for the show almost literally from the beginning. Zoom video allows us to, one, bring guests into the show when we have guests and participate in the conversation here on innovation, but also Zoom allows us and the team to stay together as we're scattered out all over the place. So that way we can synchronize on upcoming show plans, show schedules, scripts, plans for new work that we're doing, new content we're publishing. If without Zoom, we would be totally lost. So check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. You can get a free account that allows you to connect with up to 50 people. So check it out. Go over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom, and you can get your free account today. And I'd love to hear what you think of Zoom and how you're using it. So let's pick up our conversation, talking about really how hard it is to wait for innovation. We want to be aggressive. We want to be out there. We want to push our innovations forward. At the same time, we don't want to be too aggressive because the marketplace can't absorb it. We want to hold back. We also don't want to be too late. So the question that really gets to the crux of this is, can you or should you speed up your innovation refresh rate? Now, what do I mean by innovation refresh rate? What I mean by innovation refresh rate is how often do you really introduce something new? Now, I'm not talking about taking an old product and making it blue and putting it out there. I'm talking about you introduce a product or a product category. When's the next time you should put the next product category out, the next product category out? Those kinds of changes. There's ongoing feature enhancements and those types of things in product, but when should you do something major, significant, either in an existing product or in a totally new product category? Now, this is truly the epitome of the Goldilocks problem. The Goldilocks problem is if you go too slow, your competitors go right past you. They will leave you standing in the dust. And then it's very hard to catch up. You miss an innovation refresh cycle rate, then it's very, very hard to catch up. Same time, if you go too fast, your customers can't absorb what it is you're creating, and you hit the wall. You hit what I would call innovation exhaustion. You know, if you're trying to put out a product a week, that's a problem. Consumers just can't absorb it. If you put out a product once every 10 years, too slow. So what I can tell you is it's somewhere between 10 years and a week, right? And what we're going to talk through is how to think about your own refresh rate. Now, the challenge is you need to get it just right. Now, there's no standard rule. It's not like I can tell you, you know, your refresh rate should always be 14 and a half months, because depending on your industry, it could be completely different. At the same time, you don't want to overspend trying to accelerate everything to get something done when you're not going to get the return. Flip side is you don't want to underspend and drag out the cycle and then hopes that your competition doesn't eat you. How do you get it just right? Now let's talk through some examples. One example that people bring up all the time is Apple. You know, the refresh cycle rate of iPhones. You know, we're now past the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone. What is that refresh rate? And actually, Apple is one of those examples where there was an upcoming expectation that they've got to announce because it's been X number of months. And when they didn't announce, their stock took a hit. Apple didn't do anything wrong. It gave no indication that an announcement was pending. It didn't say that we're going to have a product a year by calling this is the 2017 edition of the product, and we will have a 2018 edition of the product, right? That's where I kind of think Microsoft got it wrong by starting to name versions of Microsoft after years, because you set that expectation. So Apple, you know, is on a pretty good refresh rate. Some people ding it because it's now fallen behind. New features, new capabilities tend to come out on other companies' products before they come out on Apple. But in reality, it's Apple still is setting that kind of refresh cycle. In some cases, it does become a little predictable as to when that next iPhone is going to come out. And therefore, all the competitors either want to be out right before it or actually come out right after it with features that the new phone doesn't even have. So you can trump the announcement and deliver that product. So that becomes a challenge. And Apple has its own refresh. But in their case, Apple is less tied to what the consumer pull is. Apple's philosophy is they won't ship a product until it's ready. So they will, you'll see movement. It's not every 12 months. It's not every X number of months. It moves around. It's really based on getting the technology right and getting the timing right such that they can have impact when that product ships. So Apple is a little bit of a unique case, but they have become somewhat predictable, and their competitors play on that. Knowing when the innovation refresh rate is, and timing their product releases to either be just before or just after. Another example is the auto industry. Auto industry has trained all of us that they put out new versions of the automobiles every year. So, you know, in my case, I have a 2017 Ford Explorer, right? That's my vehicle. I have a 2009 Ford Escape that I also own, and I just use that. It's a hybrid, so I use that when appropriate. But they're all tied to years, or, you know, so the annual, you know, I'm buying a 2017 edition, the 2018. Soon as the 2018 edition comes out, then the 2017s are outdated and discounted. So if you want to wait, you can buy, quote, last year's model for a discount. And so the auto industry is kind of on this annualized release. And actually, you can start ordering your products. In my case, I ordered my 2017 Ford Explorer in May of 2016, and the car showed up in September of 2017. So yeah, it's a 2018 edition, but my car actually arrived. I special ordered it, and it arrived at my dealer September of 2016. So from that standpoint, the years don't really mean anything. But there is this kind of expectation of next year's model. Now, in your case, what is it from that standpoint of wanting to know what the plan is? So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation, and we're going to start getting into the details of letting you see what it is, how I do it. So don't go anywhere. When we come right back, we're going to pick this up and talk about how to get the timing right on your innovation rate to satisfy your customers. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are picking it up here in segment three and talking about the challenges of getting the timing right of when you introduce innovations. Some people will tell you that it's easy to get kind of the first one out the door, and it becomes much, much harder for the subsequent ones. And that gets tied into, what is that timing? What's that timing that is expected in your industry? Now, look, don't expect to be perfect when it comes to the innovation game. There's no magic formula that when you perform it will generate innovation planning success, getting the timing right of when something enters the market. You know, look, innovation's messy. It is really messy and unpredictable. So how do you know when you set the right flow? How have I done in the past? So I'm going to walk you through here, you know, basically a little four-step process that you need to apply. First off is don't start at the beginning of your funnel. Look at the other end of your funnel and set what I call your funnel output rate. How many ideas over some time frame do you need to be putting out? So, for instance, at HP, where I was CTO, the Innovation Program Office had an objective of putting out 2 worldwide product releases each fiscal year for HP. And HP fiscal year is November 1. So you had November 1 to October 30. We had to put 2 out every year. And actually, we got that going. And the way we got that going and being successful just at hitting that number, and I'll walk you through the rest of the process here, I gave that team a 2-year pass. No requirement for 2 years. Year 3, they had to start hitting 2 per year. Now, a big organization, right? And you think, oh my God, how do I do 2 a year? Just to let you know, I manage now as a CEO a company of roughly 200 people, and the output rate for them is actually slightly more than 2 per year. Now, it's a whole different category, etc., okay? But they actually have to deliver, the R&D combined with innovation has to deliver slightly more than 2 per year. So set whatever that output rate is. That's kind of your clocking rate, how much you're going to. Now, it doesn't have to be on an annual basis. You can say 2 every 18 months or 2 every 2 years, whatever the timing works that's appropriate for your industry. Now back up into your funnel and define the stages of your funnel. I'm a big believer in funnel management or stage gating the innovation process. So in most of the funnels I like to deal with, I break it down into 4 kind of chunks. And then figure out how many ideas you need to have in every funnel. So what I find, at least in the industries, technology, consumer electronics, those kinds of areas, that for me to have 2 out the other end, I need to have about 5 in that next phase of the gate up. I need to have about 10 in that third gate, and I need to have 20 at the high end of the gate, right? So 20 plus 10 plus 5, that's 35 ideas in different stages, innovations currently in process, that then actually gets down to putting 2 out the other end. So 20 in the high stage, pretty early, may or may not work. 10 in that next phase, kind of interesting. Timing may be off. We may need to put pause some things, get it down to 5. 5 is all that likelihood I'm going to deliver something. And then 2 out the other end. And the key here is that you've got to have that float in there, because you've got to plan for like epic failures. You're confident this is going to work. You get down near the end and it just totally noses into the ground. Guess what? It's going to happen. So you need to have enough in that capacity of that funnel that allows you to kind of ebb and flow depending on the successes or failures of any innovation you currently have anyway. And the key here is pace yourself. Pace yourself by prioritizing the output. Identify that output, work to that pacing. My advice is do not overextend by pushing more out than your rate. If your rate is 2, that's kind of what you think you can do. That's what you think customers can absorb, you know, in there from you. Pace yourselves. If you go too hot and you put too many products out there, you give innovation exhaustion. You kind of burn out the customer's ability to absorb what it is. And that becomes a real problem. Catching organizations, if they've barely got the first product in and using it and getting its advantages, and all of a sudden you come out with something new, and then you come out with something new, you will wear them out. They will be turned off. Innovation will not be an advantage for you. It will actually be a disadvantage. Now, if competition is heating up and all of a sudden they're picking up the pace, if you've got this funnel, 20-10-5-2 in my case, and I deliver 2 and I need to get 1 more out, I can reach into the next phase up in the funnel, pull 1 forward, because I've got this portfolio of ideas at different stages. And that's great, because it does give you that capacity. If you need to pick up the pace, you don't have to wait for 3 years to pick it up. If you've got this really nice, just kind of running, synchronized kind of funnel process. Now, warning. If you do that, if you pull forward an idea in order to go from 2 to 3 because your competition is coming after you, then you're going to have to speed up the entire process. So if you go from 2 to 3, now your funnel looks like 3 in the first, you're going to be like 7 or 8 in the second, 15 up there in the third, and 30. So now you're at 30. 15, 7, right? So 45, 52. You went from needing 35 ideas to now needing 52 ideas to deliver 1 additional deliverable in the year, if I got my math right. I'm sure someone will send me an email if I got my math wrong, right? So setting that output pace defines how many ideas you need to have going. Now, you may have five stages in your funnel, 2 stages in your funnel. Your cycle rate may be 1 year, maybe 6 months, maybe 2 years. Work it out and figure out what that pacing is. Because then you should be able to sit down every month, look at all your ideas in that funnel, and know whether you're ahead, behind, or on pacing in order to keep that constant flow of new innovations going out into the marketplace. Because the fact is, if you want to go from 2 ideas to 3 ideas, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Doesn't happen. So let me back through this one more time to make sure everybody gets it. Number 1, set your funnel output rate. My example at HP was 2 per year, 2 innovations, worldwide product launches per year. My current job, 200 total staff, about $70 million in funding. We're nonprofit tax exempt, so you can actually look at our financials if you want. It is a little bit more than 2 a year as an innovation lab. So set your output rate. Second, define the stages in your funnel. And then go to defining how many ideas you need in every stage of the funnel. If I'm going to do 2 ideas at the end, I'm going to have 5 in that first stage, 10 in the next stage, 20 in the top stage. So that means I have to have 35 ideas kind of morphing its way through the funnel to get 2 out the other end. If I go to 3 ideas, if I got to pick it up because competition or something, then I'm about 7 ideas in that top stage, 15 in the other stage, and now I am at 30 ideas at the upper stage. So 30, 15 plus 7, 52. So I go from 35 to needing a much larger funnel just to get 1 more idea out. Don't let yourself get suckered in to pushing the gas pedal and just putting out as much as you want, because you got to get the timing right and the customers have to be able to absorb it. Go too slow, your competitors will just totally smoke you. So this process of setting your output rate becomes kind of the governor on the whole process, so that you can be planning your resources, planning your investment, and delivering those high impact innovations for whatever industry, organization, profit, nonprofit, government, doesn't matter. This is the exact same process of fact that you need to put in place to manage that whole process. So we're going to take another quick commercial break here. When we come back, I've got a series of questions that have come in from listeners, and we're going to try to tackle as many of those as we can when we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop into this segment, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our other sponsors, and that is HP. HP provides the gear that we're using in this studio here. We actually are in construction for a new studio, which we'll be talking about here probably sometime in December. We'll give you a tour of that studio. So, but HP, we, and I think of this radio show and I think of the podcast and my book and all that, as you know, all the money we receive from that, all of my author royalties go to charity. So, but we think about it as a small business, and the HP equipment that we're using is the same equipment all small businesses use. And I look for something, even though I was formerly the CTO at HP, and I could probably fix a lot of it, I look for reliability, I look for dependability, I just need the stuff to work, because I've got a lot on my plate. And I also now, with security becoming increasingly important, I depend on security built into the products, so that I don't have to worry about my personal information, my family's information, or the information about my businesses. And HP delivers on all of that. So check it out. Hop on over to killinnovations.com/HP and see what they've got going. See what equipment they've been providing for us to use here in the studio. We could not operate without it. So again, thank you for HP for their support. And go check it out. If you use this information and go engage with HP, let them know where you heard about it. Always a big help for us with our sponsors. Okay. This segment of the show, I'm taking questions that I've received via email. Now, in some cases, I am not going to list the names of the person who sent me the email, because if I did, it would be could be problematic for some people. So, first question I got was, hey, Phil, I'm stuck trying to decide between starting a new business, non-technical, actually, small regional chocolate creators that is either an affiliate, which is a limited startup fees and also limited dollars, or as a distributor, which requires a whole lot more capital as well as commercial kitchen for storage, receipt of products, and distribution. And so my guess is they're asking for help in deciding. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to give them a clear answer on this, but let's define some terms. What do we mean by affiliate? Affiliate is where maybe on a site you promote something, people click on the link, go to the site to actually do the purchasing. You're not involved directly in the purchasing. You actually direct somebody over to another site, they do the purchasing, and they pay you some kind of a small commission. Amazon, for instance, has an affiliate program. In some cases, on Killer Innovations, if you click on the under the book menu option, or on the right-hand side where you see the list of books, If you click on that, you'll go to Amazon. That's part of an affiliate program. Again, any money we receive goes to charity. You don't have to inventory product. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and collect the commission. You don't have to inventory. You don't actually have to do the credit card transactions, any of those kinds of things. You're basically referral or commission sales is the way to think about it. But however, as a distributor, then you've got to buy, 500 chocolate bars. And then when someone orders it from your site, you got to wrap it, stick it in an envelope, drop it into the mail, make sure they get it. Customer doesn't get it, you got to send the replacement, all those kinds of things. The difference being is investment costs. How much money do you want to put in up front to this business? Do you put more money in? You're going to put more money in the distributor because you're going to have inventory. You got to maintain that inventory. Food is a perishable, so you got to make sure you get the right inventory levels so that you don't have wastage, meaning things sitting on the shelf, it doesn't sell, nobody buys it, it expires, you just lost all that money. An affiliate, almost literally no cost other than some website development, some links and running ads and those kinds of things to promote the product. But correspondingly, the money's also different. You make a lot less money as an affiliate than you do as a distributor. So there isn't really a clear answer. It's really this trade-off of risks. Now, for some people, I would actually say, hey, why don't you try the affiliate first and use that to test your advertising? Can you get people interested in this product? Can you get people to click the link? Can you get people to actually show intent to buy? So do the affiliate first. Use that also to collect email addresses, et cetera, so you kind of get a mailing list built up. Once you've got that figured out and you can see the volume and, wow, that looks really interesting, then you can switch over to a distributor or other model. So I'm kind of a belief, just as I do in the innovation funnel, which is take a look at how do you test the idea before you put all chips in and try to drive it for ultimate success. So my advice to Roberta, is maybe try that affiliate first, see if you can get the advertising. Can you attract people's interests? And then if you can and you see the volume, then click that over and think about a distributor or what some would call FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, where you inventory product, but Amazon takes care of the shipping. All kinds of business models that are out there for you to take whatever your idea is. And in this case, maybe the innovation's not in the chocolate, but the innovation is in segmenting and finding customers, particularly with regional chocolate creators. So it's not the mass produced, but it's kind of like craft beer, craft chocolate, and creating an entirely new category. That's innovation. Innovation's not determined by it's got to be something tech or shiny object like a new phone. Innovation can be applied to anything. So we've checked that question off. We'll hold off the other questions for an upcoming show, so stay tuned. We'll cover those. If you've got a question that you would like to have covered on the show, you think other listeners would be happy with, go ahead and drop those to me, phil@killerinnovations.com. If you've got an idea and you really want that feedback, hop on over to the community, theinnovators.community. So it's theinnovators.community. It's a private community of innovation experts, innovation students, inventors, you name it. So you can hop on over there and try out your idea and get feedback. There's actually some really good ideas that are bouncing around. So hop on over there. Check out the show notes. We'll have all the links to all of this in thekillerinnovations.com. And subscribe to the show. Check out the podcast. Download it onto your favorite app or listen to us over on iHeartRadio. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. Have a great week. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. And go out there and change the world. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.